Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 53. The search continues for Andrew Obregon, the man wanted in connection with the death of a Kenosha man 2 weeks ago. Obregon has eluded law enforcement more than once over the past several days, including two high-speed chases. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth has reallocated several deputies to the case, placed extra uniform patrols in high-visibility positions around the schools in Bristol, Paris, and Brighton townships, and increased the number of investigators following up leads in the case. The sheriff has also filed formal mutual aid requests with the Racine County Sheriff's Office and the Kenosha Police Department for additional resources. According to a news release, Beth has made the search for Obregon a top priority and is using every available resource to bring the situation to a peaceful conclusion. Meanwhile, Obregon's mother is being held in the Kenosha County Jail, charged with aiding a felon for allegedly helping her son elude police. Susan Obregon is accused of meeting with her son and providing him money at least twice since the search for him began. She's also accused of lying about the contact. Racine police are investigating a shooting incident Sunday afternoon in the 1100 block of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, in which a 52-year-old man was struck twice.
Lieutenant Al Day says that another man approached the victim, pulled out a handgun, and then fired several times, with two of the bullets striking him, but no major injuries, at least based on the man being treated at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency and then released. Day adds that they do have some strong leads in the case, but they still want anybody with information to call the Investigations Unit. 262-635-7756 is the number. You can also contact Crime Stoppers of Racine County, 262-636-9330, or send a text message to RACS and the message to Crimes. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.
Legislation introduced in Madison would extend the statute of limitations for most cases of sexual assault. Kenosha County State Representative Samantha Kirkman says extending the statute of limitations for second and third degree sexual assaults could help victims of those crimes.
This bill just extends the statute of limitations from 6 to 10 years, giving maybe that time for that victim to be strong enough to really move forward and share, you know, with the authorities that she has been raped.
The legislation from Kirkman and Senator Devin LeMahieu has been approved by a state assembly committee. Governor Walker is offering few clues about who he might appoint to a vacancy on the state Supreme Court.
Applications to serve out the rest of the late Justice Patrick Crook's term were due last Friday. Walker says they're now under review.
Panels I've used in the past that reviews that will be reviewing them over the next day or so, and I hope by mid to late week to be able to do some interviews once they've made recommendations.
Crook's seat is up for re-election in the spring. Only one of the three candidates in the race, Appeals Court Judge Rebecca Bradley, applied to be considered for the appointment. Several government watchdog groups have called on the governor to appoint someone who's not currently running, though, citing concerns that it could set off a heated campaign much earlier than is necessary. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Members of the City of Racine Executive Committee are scheduled to meet this evening at City Hall. Reference the ongoing lawsuit by a handful of minority bar owners claiming they were forced out by city leaders over the years through discriminatory practices. The city's response to the latest legal briefs in the case is due this week ahead of the scheduled trial next month. The plaintiffs believe there's plenty of proof, but the city's motion to dismiss claims otherwise. Defendants in the suit include the mayor, the former mayor, current and former alderman, as well as a former police chief. Tonight's closed-door executive committee meeting, like past gatherings, is more likely an update session. The Kenosha City Council will be asked tonight to approve a resolution to set up a segregated account for the maintenance and future improvement of the Dream Playground. The Kenosha Achievement Center agreed to accept donations for the development of the all-inclusive playground, but according to the resolution from Alderman Scott Gordon, the organization does not want to continue to hold on to any unspent funds and has asked that the remaining money be transferred to the city. Gordon says since the city will continue to maintain the playground, a segregated account should be established for the purpose of maintenance and capital enhancement of the facility. The Dream Playground will officially open with a ribbon-cutting ceremony this Saturday. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.